What you doing? I'm your Talkutainer, the AC Stories with your Talkutainment reviews. I'm talking about a brand new manga series called At Summer's End by Takuya Nishio, the translation by Jade Hooper with lettering by Pedro Cunha and editor Medibang. Now, this came out in two chapters, crammed into one chapter. Chapter 1 being Summer, about 31 pages, and Chapter 2 being Self-Consciousness, about 28 pages. With Jump Plus and Manga Plus, which is where I read it, on November 20th, 2023. Now, if the information I found on any list is correct, Takuya Nishio has four one-shots that I found: Mu, Hasukoi, Akatoshiro, and Samishigari Yama Watashi Tachi. Don't know anything about them, but I believe it's correct, mainly because the art style, super similar to this, it's a very distinct art style, which I'll get into in a minute. Also, there's a unrelated book, English novel, I guess, that was released called At Summer's End by Courtney Ellis. Has nothing to do with it. Weird coincidence, but it made looking up information for this manga super hard because that's the only thing I found was this other book. Now, the art style for this manga is, it's really seemingly nothing special. It seems very simple. If I was to just look at it without knowing anything about it, I would think it's just a draft, maybe just a sketch. But it is published like this, meaning there might be some more meaning, some reason the art style is like this. And I don't want to say it's bad, but it's hard to be like, oh yeah, this art is so nice and so great, because it just feels like there's something lacking. But I think that's the overall tone of the story, which is, it's a simple story. It's this middle schooler named Nasukawa likes this boy named Aihara, and she's almost borderline stalker, but it's really more just coincidental meetups. But maybe it's like a sense of longing, sense of emptiness. Like I said, the title for the second chapter is Self-Consciousness. It's pretty much just this middle school girl not really having much to her yet. Not really much confidence, I guess. But really, beyond the simple story, the simple art, and just the emptiness of it, the point I am getting from this manga is like more of a sense of a mood, which seems like, oh, it's kind of sweet, but it's also, it feels kind of sad, in like a sad, sweet kind of vibe that I'm getting from it. And I think it's just a combination of mainly the art. So, as little as I can speak of it, I feel like it's the art that is really setting the tone and how I'm interpreting this whole story, because, like I said, it's literally just two kids who kind of crush on each other and, you know, being too young to really know what that is. Now, diving more into the actual story, chapter one starts out with really a lot of pages without dialogue, and all you see is like Natsukawa sitting on train, sitting in class, sitting at a garden, in the library, and it's not really until the library that Natsukawa actually sees Aihara and talks to him, even though really Aihara's been in all these other scenes, all these other places. And is it borderline stalkish? Maybe coincidental? Maybe Aihara also likes her? It's not a lot is said. Really, the whole conversation that we see the first time is pretty much like Nasukawa asking why Aihara's there, and he's like, oh, I didn't realize it was Sunday, and they're at their school library. Why would Nasukawa be there? Because she's on like a beautification committee, and that's it. So, yeah, very short, to the point. It's like, it doesn't even feel awkward. It kind of just feels innocent. Like, they're just there, they're just doing whatever, they're just kind of enjoying each other's presence, but it's also like, they don't really know if they even want to talk to each other, if they even should. It's one of those stories that it's like, you can look more into, you can interpret more, mainly because of the limited dialogue, and maybe that's the point. Next, though, we see Nasukawa walking through a park with a friend who, through both first two chapters, never know her name. We do, however, know her boyfriend's name, Ken, because she complains about him every time we see her. Okay, but while they're in the park, Nasukawa sees Aihara again, of course, but with another girl. Ooh. And she almost follows And you see, like, she's about to walk. Her friend's like, oh, what are you doing? And they just walk away. And it's like, I didn't think about it when I was reading it. But it's like, more I talk about it, more I think about it. It kind of is stalker tendencies. So maybe the manga could take a different turn. I don't know. Maybe that's why I get this kind of sad feeling. I don't know. But the girl that ends up being with Aihara is his stepsister, Sumire. She's a college student, much older. Remember, even though they're pretty much the same height, and they look kind of, the age doesn't match so much how they look. Yeah, big difference. Aihara is still middle schooler. She's a college student. Okay, she acts a lot like mother figure, or maybe like a lot older, more responsible older sister, like, you know, she is. So then they're on the train again. Aihara brought an extra DS for Nasukawa because he realized she kept looking over at him while he was playing. So yeah, it seemed like Aihara always notices when Nasukawa was around, even though he's not noticing it. And Nasukawa also pretty much at least thinks about how she pretty much knows his schedule, at least the train schedule. More soccer tendencies. Weird. So then we move on to the second chapter with Nasukawa buying some lipstick because she remembers something her friend, still no name, said about they're a middle schooler, they should look the part. Which, if you're a middle schooler, you're a child. You're a very small and young child. That's what you should be looking like. Of course, even if they're children, they think they need to look older than they are and act older. And to be fair, they're probably a lot more mature than American kids because, not to shit on American kids, they just seem smarter, or they're raised to act more mature, but they're still very small children. They should look at that kind of part. Anyways, then an older girl, who ends up being Sumire again, ends up helping Nasukawa put on the lipstick because she messes up the first time. I guess she didn't like it. The art makes it really hard to tell if anything is actually wrong or what would look wrong, but you know, the characters realize it. Then after this, runs into Aihara again, while doing more beautification work, not really seeing what that work is supposed to be. Maybe it's just an excuse, and that's why I keep running each other. Because Aihara even brings up that it's a break, so I don't know why Aihara is there. I don't remember him giving any excuse. But Sumire shows up again, brings him lunch, and then the two realize, Sumire and Nasukawa, that they know each other, ran into each other already. And then, once again, Nasukawa meets up with her friend, who's still complaining about her boyfriend, because we know his name is Ken, but we don't know her name. But notices something is off of Nasukawa, says something is wrong, like, she seems sadder than usual, which surprised me when I read that. Because it seems like she should be more happy, like, she seems to be interacting more with Aihara, and talking, getting maybe a little closer with these more coincidental run-ins with each other. But then, after everything was over and I realized what happened and how I thought about it, and especially now that I keep realizing it's kind of stalkerish, yeah, I guess now in hindsight, she would seem a bit more sad. So it ends with Nasukawa thinking more of Aihara and then like going to her lips, kind of thinking about how her lips look and probably her looks in general. And this goes back to the self-consciousness. Okay. But it ends with one last line being an unfamiliar bitterness spreads through her, which is probably what her no-name friend was referring to. And now it's makes me think. Is she jealous of something? Is she jealous of Sumire, who gets to spend more time with Aihara, even though it's a very clear sibling relationship that's going on, and huge age difference? Or is she jealous or irritated by her friend because she keeps complaining about her boyfriend when Aihara doesn't have that? So, I don't know. And, like, the stem of her subconsciousness may be her friend. So, I don't know. If anything, I might be leaning towards the bitterness towards her friend, but that bitterness also could be towards Sumire, even though she's really nice and helpful. I feel like this could take a dark turn, because here's the thing, this is on, you know, Jump Plus, which is still more shonen based. This is definitely not a shonen story yet. It's sweet, kind of slice of life, very children, and you just don't really see that on Jump Plus. So I feel like there must be some kind of twist, there must be some kind of reason these two chapters were put together. And honestly, aside from that, them being put together bugs me, because it is one chapter and they didn't separate the chapters in two separate chapters. There has to be a reason for it. They most likely will split them up later, re-edit, repost it like that. But it's weird. Something's off about this. I have suspicions. Like, something is going to happen. Everything's too fishy. The art, the tone, the fact that it's supposed to seem sweet and innocent, but I keep getting weird vibes that it's kind of more stalkerish. And that last line being like, oh, this unfamiliar bitterness. It's like, what is going to happen? But I don't know. It's interesting. The more I talk about, usually, the more I talk about something, the more turned off, or the more I realize something is weird and just doesn't make sense. This, even though something is still bugging me about it, I'm getting more invested in it, more by me talking about it. And that's weird. I'm interested to see where this is go. I don't know if it'll stay weekly. They're usually weekly when they start, or turn bi-weekly, monthly. But it's an interesting story. They're short chapters too, especially for the beginning. So I don't know. There could be a lot more to this. And I'm kind of hyping up for myself, which I probably don't need to do. But before I end, like I always do, let's talk about the title. It takes place at the end of summer, so it's at summer's end. Cool. Their first chapter is named Summer, so we can assume it's summer. Easy. There's only one mention of time, and that is when Aihara brings up that it's the break. I guess that's summer break, because we don't see anything else. We know they went to the school. Don't know why they're there. And then, well, Aihara does mention it's a Sunday, but, you know, there's Sundays during the rest of the year. I don't know. And then chapter 2, title of self-consciousness, talk plain about that. Very straightforward title names, so I appreciate that. And they make sense, so that's all you really need to know about it. But that's it. That's all I really need to talk about. At Summer's End, new manga, interesting. I might be fabricating some kind of weird story that's not actually going to happen. Maybe it is just a sweet little tale of innocent middle school crushing, some romance a little bit, longing. It's just there's an emptiness, there's a sadness to it it's bugging me. But let me know what you thought of it, if you thought anything was weird or off, if you really like it, if you want it to just be a nice sweet little romance. You know, it could be anything, but maybe it's just me and I'm wanting to take a dark turn, but it doesn't need to. I don't know, that last line threw me off. I don't know. Let's talk more about it. You can do that in the comments. You can do that on social media, The AC Stories. You can find my email address, theacstories@gmail.com. I also have a little Discord you can join, so we can talk there. And also, I have a Ko-fi if you want to help me a little money-wise. It's just a $1 two-tier tier. $1 tier gets you a special Discord channel and a shout-out and everything I put out. And then $2 tier gets you notes and stuff like this, even bloopers or other writing stuff I just decided to abandon. All that would be there for you. Of course, it's voluntary. You don't have to do it. It's just, I would appreciate if you did. But yeah, you can find links to everything I just mentioned in the description. But if you like what I had to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to easily follow me, go ahead and subscribe. But that is all I have to say about these first two chapters of At Summer's End by Takuya Nishio. I have been your Talkutainer, The AC Stories. Until next time, thank you so much, and bye.